Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey y'all, coming at you live from my walk. Many of you may know that I have been walking every single day for almost 200 days, and it has been such a beautiful, transformative experience for me. I was inspired by this amazing woman who I've become dear friends with. Her name is Libby Delena, and she wrote the book Do Walk, and that book changed my life. And I had no idea that I would connect with the author and that she too, in human form, would change my life. And so as I transition out of the Hey Girl podcast, I have some exciting news. I have a new podcast hosted alongside my dear friend, Libby Delena. It is called This Morning Walk, and I am so thrilled for it to be in the world. Committing to walking every single day as an act of self-love, self-care, and self-reflection has completely shifted how I show up for myself. And in our new podcast, we're going to be talking about our respective journeys to this path. I'm a newbie at just shy of 200 days as of today, April 5th, 2022. But Libby, she has been walking every single day for 10 years. Rain, snow, or shine, hot or cold, she goes. Whew. And I am so moved by her dedication to herself, and I am so moved by her inspiring me to be dedicated to myself by simply getting up and going outside and moving my body. Doesn't matter for how long, for how many miles, how many steps. What matters is the promise to self that we decide to keep. And so I wanted to share with y'all a snippet of this Morning Walk podcast. And if you feel called or you feel inspired, please join us over at This Morning Walk podcast. Please listen, please share, please rate, subscribe, and review. We are so grateful to be on this journey together. And I am so grateful to be sharing this piece of my growth and expansion with you all. The Hey Girl podcast listeners, y'all have been rocking with me for 5 years. I'm so excited to see you at the Kennedy Center. And I'm also extremely thrilled for this new audio experience. Enjoy This Morning Walk podcast.
Hi, I'm Alex L. and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Join us as we journey through sharing together.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How was your walk?
My walk was good this morning. It was quick. I was chugging along because I have some things to do today, but it was really good. How about yours?
It was cold, beautiful. I was with a dear friend. It too was short, but it was nourishment for the day. I'm going to think back on that walk with everything I do today, quite honestly. Blue skies, could hear the birds, kind of smell spring in the air.
Mm.
The light is a little bit brighter. It was beautiful. So what were you thinking about on your walk?
It's interesting you just said you could hear the birds because the birds around here were going off today too. Like they were singing and fluttering about and like giving us that spring is among us vibe. And it felt so nice. And there's this tree that I walked by and it started to bud. And I'm so excited because it's just like, oh, the colds will be behind us soon and these crisp spring days will be, you know, in front of us. And I'm really, really excited about that. So what I was thinking about on my walk today, which was a pretty cold walk, was going step by step through life and finding clarity in the nothingness, in the silence, So that was coming up. I took my AirPods out. I wasn't listening to anything but the birds. And it was just like, wow, I'm here and I'm still here. Like after all the stuff I've walked through in my life, like I'm still here, step by step.
That's beautiful. I think the thing about step by step is that essentially what it does, it breaks down the actual act of walking into smaller pieces, into intentional components. And I would even say step by step for me when I think about that is also this reminder of breathe in, breathe out. You and I have talked about this walking practice as being almost a meditative practice. And so that notion of step by step, breaking this act down into its essential parts, this, it really requires you to be really present because you're thinking about each one of those steps. And as each step lands on the earth, for me, I'm thinking about, oh, that breath in, that breath out, that breath in. It's sort of like this beautiful natural metronome. So for me, step by step is a reminder of the essentialness. It's the reminder of breathe in, breathe out. And I think, I don't know, for me, that idea of step by step is useful in so many areas of my life. Do you find that?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, walking is just one aspect of where it shows up, like the literal step by step. And then if we slow down enough to, you know, be mindful about the present moment of the walk, you know, we can unpack it in that way too. But I also think about the life that I have created and have wanted to create and how it's taken each moment and each step intentional step forward and, you know, unintentional steps backwards to provide this like teaching. And of course, when we're in the thick of it or when we're not doing things mindfully, which, you know, sometimes as human beings, we don't. I mean, I feel like a lot of the times as human beings, we're not being as mindful and present as we could be. And so the slowing down to look at the steps I've taken in my life to get to where I am today has been extremely loud lately for me in my healing work, in my meditation, in my journal work, and even just, you know, in my inner dialogue. Like so often I discredit how far I've come or I hold it with this air of, yeah, but you still have so much further to go. So there isn't a lot of gratitude there, right? So it's like, how do we or how do I slow down and honor each step and actually like take inventory of the process and the journey that I've been on. And I think that's what walking has taught me how to do. I'm not perfect at it, but when I remember to be in the moment, I'm not only focusing on the steps in front of me, but also every step it's taken for me to get to where I am.
Oh, I love that. And you're right. I think, you know, this notion of step by step can be, we can hold it with the actual act of walking, but when we apply it to how we live our lives, that each day, each act that we take is in fact conscious. It is in fact a step in our life. Some steps are icy, some steps are with a headwind, some steps have rain dripping down the back of our coat, but we keep taking those steps. And what I hear you saying when you talk about, you know, thinking about being a little self-critical, but I have so much further to go. I think the interesting thing about that is, I don't know, I've been thinking a lot about this on my walk is, I don't even, there is no destination in these walks. There is no there. It is, in fact, only about taking each step and seeing what shows up in each moment, each step. I don't have a defined place where I'm going to go. And I'm wondering if you feel that way with your life. Who's to know where we end up? And so we're not walking necessarily towards anything specific. We are in the process of walking and being attentive to that place and that path.
I love that. And I also think that I have a lot of reframing to do and unconditioning to do, because I do feel like there are places I want to be. There are other things that I want to do. There is so much further to go. And I also know that that's deeply rooted in ego and deeply rooted in this idea that I should be somewhere else. And so a part of my unlearning is to hold space for the intention and the goals that I have for myself, and also know that it's okay to not have a destination to arrive to. It's okay to just be in the moment. And I think that that's the duality of like human nature, is trying to figure out how to mindfully be in the moment, not thinking of the past, not thinking of tomorrow, but to be here. And it's a work in progress, at least for me, because walking has taught me so much about slowing down. And then after my walk, life continues. And I haven't figured out, today as of March 4th, 2022, marks 166 days of walking. I checked today for the first time in a while. And I've come to realize that over this time, or during this time of walking, I haven't quite yet found the balance of moving intentionally throughout my day, if that makes sense. So I'm walking with intention, but then the walk ends and life, you know, happens. I have three kids. I have work to do. I have meetings. I have this. And I'm trying to find a way to like really harmonize it all so that I'm still offered moments of intention and being here in my immediate moment, if that makes any sense.
It makes a ton of sense. And I think it is back to our step by step. So the walk ends. We enter into this world where there's to-do lists and groceries to collect and things to attend to. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly where that notion of step by step comes. You might catch yourself, you might be in the midst of doing that and realize, oh my gosh, I've lost my footing. I've lost my grounding. I'm not taking it step by step. I'm just, you know, sort of got my head down doing this work. And so I think it's not unlike a seated practice where we might sit and be very grounded and centered for a while, and then our mind wanders. It goes off someplace else. It starts thinking about a to-do list, and then you just invite it back, right? You invite that thinking, that breath, that step back. One thing I wanted to just note, which is sort of about this concept of destination. I think the notion of, we all have places we want to go, and I think it's an important thing to loop back on, which is, I agree, I have places where I want to go. I think the thing I don't know is which, there's a zillion paths to get to that place, right? And each path offers its own lesson. So I too, like you, ego-based, have places where I do want to get to. And I think for me, my unlearning, my practice is to think there's only one path to get to that place. And therefore, I think that's why I said earlier, I don't know where there is yet, in part because there's a zillion ways it could go. I could turn left, I could turn right, I could take a big loop around.
Thanks for listening to the show today. Please rate, subscribe, and review. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We love having our community grow. Music is by DC's own Kokai. The Hey Girl podcast is produced by Wayne Bertram and me, Alex L.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.